Mirabelle and the Naughty Bat Kittens. Mirabelle, Book 5. Written by Harriet Muncaster. And read by Emily Wheaton. Chapter 1. It was a grey and gloomy Thursday afternoon at Miss Spindlewick's Witch School for Girls. Rain coursed down the arched windows of the classroom, and I shivered with delight. I love a stormy ride home on my broomstick. "Don't forget," Miss Spindlewick said as we packed our bags. "You must arrive on time tomorrow morning for the school trip, and make sure you wear sensible clothes." I hadn't forgotten. I had been looking forward to this trip for ages. We were going to a magical creature sanctuary deep in the forest. There were going to be all kinds of rescued magical creatures there that I had never seen before. The sanctuary looked after them until they were ready to be released back into the wild. "I can't wait to see the broomstick-tailed goblin monkeys," said my best friend Carlotta as she zipped up her pencil case. "They're going to be so cute." "I'm hoping there will be some bitterns," I said. "Ooh, yes," squealed Carlotta. "I've never seen a real bittern before." "Me neither," I said. "Bitterns are bat kittens, baby bat cats. They have large fangs and bat wings so that they can fly. Bitterns are much bigger than normal kittens, and they always have black or purple fur, sometimes striped. They are my favourite creature of all the ones we learned about this term, and I chose to do my entire project on them." "I'm hoping there will be some giant spiders," said a witch called Lavinia from the back of the classroom. "I love creepy, crawly spiders." I gave a small shiver. Most witches are not afraid of spiders. In fact, they eat them on their toast for breakfast. But I am half witch and half fairy. I don't mind spiders, as long as they're not giant ones, but I definitely don't like eating them. Everyone in my class knows that I bring a special lunchbox full of fairy food into school every day. Sometimes Lavinia Goody Two-Shoes teases me about it, but I don't care. Fairy honey sandwiches are much tastier than spiders on toast. I was just zipping up my bag to go home when Miss Spindlewick called me over to her desk. "Mirabelle Starspell," she said, "and Carlotta Cobweb, I'd like a word with you both before you leave the classroom, please." My excitement about the trip sank like a stone inside my tummy. "What have we done now?" I whispered to Carlotta as the rest of the class filed out of the room. Carlotta shrugged as we made our way over to Miss Spindlewick's desk.
"Maybe she noticed we were messing around in potions class this morning," Carlotta whispered. "You did accidentally turn your hands purple."
I quickly put my hands behind my back.
"Or maybe it's because Violet and Midnight were play fighting all through the spelling test this afternoon."